This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Thursday, November 13th. The county's 8th road death occurred this morning in Riegelwood. The driver apparently ran off the road avoiding a dead animal on the highway, according to officials. The driver's name has not been released, pending notification of kin. Highway Patrol is investigating. Xena will soon be patrolling the halls of city and county schools. The drug and gun-sniffing dog was paid for by an anonymous donor to the sheriff's office. The cost of the dog's care and training will be split between the sheriff's office and the schools. Columbus County remains under an increased wildfire danger due to low humidity and strong gusty winds. The county remains in the abnormally dry category of the state drought monitor. Drought conditions are worsening, however, and the Forest Service and Fire Marshal encourage anyone with outdoor burning plans to hold off for a day or two until conditions improve. Spring registration is underway at Southeastern Community College. Multiple funding options are available to help students come to college for little or no cost. The students who register before December 12th will also be entered to win a $500 Visa gift card. Two new high-demand programs, the electrical lineman and truck driver training, are significantly lowering costs this year. The electrical lineman will be free, and the truck driver training program's registration fee has also been cut. For more information, go by the college on Chevron Highway or log on to scc.edu. Southeastern has also signed new partnerships with three universities. Western Carolina, UNC Pembroke, and NC State will guarantee admissions for transfer students under the new agreements. SCC and Robinson Community College also signed an agreement this year for transfers. Look for more on this story on our website. A convicted felon has been charged with possessing a sawed-off shotgun. Justin Michael Spivey, age 28, of Spivey Road in Tabor City, was arrested by Columbus County deputies on warrants from Bladen County. He was previously convicted of breaking and entering. He was taken into custody just before 5 a.m. today and is being held under a $35,000 secured bond. Sean Matthew Cothran has been charged with conspiracy and using a vehicle to store and deal illegal drugs. Cothran, age 32, lives on Mrs. Tate's Road near Whiteville. Warrants show he allegedly conspired with Thomas Ray Hammonds to sell and deliver methamphetamines, fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, and other drugs. Hammonds is in jail. He is charged with trafficking in methamphetamines and opiates back in October. Plans for a museum at the Veterans Park of America were announced Tuesday during the Veterans Day ceremony at the park. They also cut the ribbon on the new Veterans Service Center at the park that will have a number of uses for the building, including meeting space, event space, and it's going to be a stop-off for Veterans Administration representatives. The health department has a limited supply of free Narcan. Anyone may pick up a dosage anonymously at the front desk. The treatments come with instructions on proper usage. Winter Basketball League registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Rec League. The cost is $15 for city residents, $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players 5 to 16 years of age. A birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052. Sarah Gordon Volunteer Fire Department will hold its pancake dinner and open house Saturday from 5 until 8. Donations are accepted. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.